This afternoon, a new cruise ship sailed out of New York Harbor, displaying an unusual sight. The American flag was flying atop the mast. That means the ship, owned by the Norwegian Line, is registered in the United States. It's the first newly built ocean liner to be registered under the U.S. flag in half a century. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, operating an American-flagged ship is rare because it's so much more expensive, but it does have some competitive advantages.
11 stories above New York Harbor, up on the pool deck, the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Elaine Chao, prepares to christen the newest United States ship.
It is with great joy that I name this ship Pride of America. Here it goes.
The bottle of champagne swings against the bow, and the Pride of America, the largest U.S. flagship ever built, is ready to sail. The decision to register in the United States means much more than just plastering the ship with red, white, and blue. The Pride of America must obey strict U.S. environmental and labor laws and have an all-American crew. Secretary Chao says that can only help the U.S. maritime industry.
Well, hopefully this will be a revival for the merchant marine. This is a very, very good day for American workers.
Down on the atrium level of the ship, the vice president of Norwegian Cruise Lines, Andy Stewart, explains why they need the U.S. flag.
It's an opportunity for us to sail in the islands of Hawaii without going to a foreign port.
You see, for more than a century, foreign flag ships have been forbidden to take passengers solely between U.S. ports. Most cruises get around this by conveniently making a stop in Canada or Mexico or Aruba. But Hawaii is more than 1,000 miles from a foreign port.
It's very important sailing in Hawaii to fly the U.S. flag and offer these inter-island cruises out of Honolulu.
It's a business gamble. Norwegian's now the only major cruise line that offers an all-Hawaiian itinerary, but it comes at a price. A federal report notes that it could double the cost of payroll to employ Americans on these ships. The last cruise line to try it went bankrupt. And as Stewart says, finding trained American cruise workers isn't easy.
So we're really starting from scratch, finding a whole new workforce to work aboard cruise ships who are Americans. And that's probably been our largest challenge, actually.
Norwegian runs one other American flag ship, the Pride of Aloha, an older refurbished ocean liner. When it launched with an American crew last year, passengers complained about its lousy service. Chris Alpine, a comedian who performed on that ship and the new Pride of America, says there's a style difference between American and foreign workers.
I think the foreign crew have been on ships long enough that they understand what needs to be done and that there are no set hours. Whereas Americans, I think, are still haven't gotten to the point yet where they realize this really is about the passengers.
At the christening party, travel agents invited to tour the ship say they've been assured that the American crew has been trained better this time. And they say the whole American theme that runs throughout the ship actually makes it easier to sell. Kathleen Cooney is a travel agent on Long Island.
It has a theme. It's something you can push. You know, you say the American, it's got the Thomas Jefferson restaurant. It's got the Alaskan Gold Rush bar. I mean, all these things are trigger words for Americans.
And it seems to be working. Norwegian says that advance bookings for this summer are strong. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.